This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Kyiv wants the UN to seek an evacuation from Mariupol. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
It's United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visiting Moscow today. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the focus should be on one issue.
Evacuation of Mariupol. This is really something that UN is capable to do.
But at the United Nations, Russian Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky said evacuation from Mariupol is already possible.
Everyone who wants to get evacuated, for example, from Mariupol, has the opportunity to do so because we open humanitarian corridors.
Though Moscow now says its goal is to take the Donbas in eastern Ukraine, Russia launched a string of attacks Monday against rail and fuel installations in central and western Ukraine. The bombardment appeared designed to disrupt the shipment of supplies to Ukrainian forces. I'm Mike Grazia.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to accelerate the development of nuclear weapons and threatened to use them if provoked. In a speech he delivered at a military parade that featured powerful missiles capable of targeting the country's rivals, Kim's remarks suggest he will continue provocative tests, weapons tests, and a pressure campaign aimed at wresting concessions from the United States. The parade Monday night marked the 90th anniversary of North Korea's army, the backbone of the Kim family authoritarian rule. One of the weapons showcased in the parade is North Korea's biggest and newest missile, the Hwangsong-17. And North Korea claimed it launched the missile in March, but outsiders believe that that test actually failed. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. For much of the past 2 years, America has been first in line for COVID-19 vaccines and treatments. Now, as drug makers develop the next generation of therapies, the White House is warning that if Congress does not act urgently, the U.S. will have to take a number. Already, the congressional stalemate over virus funding has forced the federal government to curtail free treatment for the uninsured and to ration monoclonal antibody supplies, and Biden administration officials are expressing increasing alarm that the U.S. is also losing out on critical opportunities to secure booster doses and new antiviral pills that could help the country maintain its reemerging sense of normalcy, even in the face of potential new variants and case spikes. Beijing has been enforcing mass testing and closing down access to neighborhoods as China's capital seeks to contain a new COVID-19 outbreak. The announcement of the mass testing in the city of 21 million sparked panic buying, but the situation appeared calmer Tuesday with public transport and roads largely normal. Fears of total lockdowns have been fed by the situation in the southern business hub of Shanghai, where 25 million residents have only gradually been allowed to leave their homes after 3 weeks of confinement. There are central cities of Anyang, Dangdong on the North Korean border, and another in Mongolia have also begun lockdowns. A Brazilian federal court has upheld the suspension of environmental license for what would be the largest open-pit gold mine in the nation's Amazon rainforest, dealing a blow to the Canada-based company behind the project. And one of America's most iconic sports cars is going electric. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
As car maker General Motors announced Monday, it is developing an electric version of its Chevy Corvette. The announcement comes as traditional automakers are in a race to produce more electric vehicles to compete with Tesla. GM has set a goal of overtaking Tesla in electric vehicle sales, and to achieve that, it plans to invest $35 billion in electric and autonomous vehicles by 2025. Although very popular with major manufacturers, electric vehicles currently only represent a small percentage of total car sales worldwide. In the electric sector, GM collaborates with Japanese carmaker Honda. At the beginning of April, they announced they would co-develop a new line of electric vehicles at affordable prices, with production due to begin in 2027. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
And via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.